China's surprising slowdown in exports. Markets are so far not too worried. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In the past, every time a new tariff deadline appears or gets closer, companies have stocked up on imports. And that's shown up in the data. You see this surge in imports from China. So it was a surprise when we learned over the weekend that China sold less stuff to the world in August. It's a sign of weakness in the world's second largest economy. Joining us now is Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the significance of this surprisingly low level and growth of exports out of China?
So the weakness in export suggests that the trade war is starting to have an effect, and exports are actually declining outright in dollar terms. Some people had expected a pull forward, that we would see a burst of exports as people try to get those in ahead of the tariffs, but actually we saw a decline, and so there's worries of further weakness.
Slow growth in China has been this drag on the global economic outlook for all this year. So why then are S&P futures looking positive despite this news?
Right. So yes, China's been the leader in the global slowdown, but there have been some announcements of trade talks, number one. So that's spurring some optimism that maybe this data is backward looking if we get a breakthrough on trade. The other is that we're seeing central bankers around the world respond both in China and in Europe and in the U.S. with easing policy, and that should help offset some of this drag from the trade war and the weakness that we're seeing in the trade numbers.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
A whole bunch of states are starting investigations into the world's biggest tech companies. At least seven state attorneys general are banding together to look into how Facebook collects consumer data and sells ads. 40 state attorneys general are expected to launch an investigation into Google later today. Vanderbilt University law professor Rebecca Hall Allensworth follows antitrust issues and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Europe is investigating almost all the big tech companies. So is the U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission. Now you've got dozens of states. What do these states think that everyone else is going to miss?
Well, I think that they are hoping to also find the companies liable. I'm not sure they're hoping to find some sort of information that the feds and that Europe has missed. But if they can sue, they can get money for their own citizens who have been harmed by these big company, tactics.
Normally, we think of federal antitrust cases. How common are these big bipartisan state antitrust investigations?
Well, this is a little bit unusual because it's such a large coalition and it's so high profile. But actually, states enforce antitrust laws all the time. They have standing to enforce the federal antitrust laws, and they also have their own antitrust laws. Each state has its own statutes about competition. So it's actually quite common. It's just like a lot of state law. It's less visible and less reported on. This is, as I said, a little bit unusual because it is such a large coalition and it's so high profile and these are really big companies. But in general, no, it's not unusual for states to be enforcing antitrust law.
You mentioned states are hoping to, get money from these companies if they win. Does this substantially increase the amount of fines that would eventually be levied against these tech companies?
Substantially, yes, probably. I think the biggest problem for these companies going forward is not going to be, from their perspective, is not going to be fines. The problem is, are we going to be able to continue with the business model that has been so wildly successful for all this time? And I think the more regulators that get involved and the more lawsuits that get filed, the less likely it is that they're going to be continuing with the practices that they've been doing. So for the states, it's twofold. One, get some compensation for some of the anti-competitive activities that have been going on. And two, end some practices that the states perceive as harming their citizens.
Vanderbilt University law professor Rebecca Hall Allensworth, thanks so much for talking to us.
Okay, thank you.
An estimated 48 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss, but only about 20% of them use a hearing aid. That's partly because sometimes hearing loss isn't quite bad enough to need hearing aids, which can be expensive. One option to fill in that gap, are headphones. Remember headphones? They're not quite a substitute for hearing aids, but they are cheaper and have less stigma. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has been trying some out.
I'm at that age where I find it hard to follow conversations in noisy bars and restaurants. I'm not ready for hearing aids at all, but I wouldn't mind something. David Owen's written the book on this. It's called Volume Control, Hearing in a Deafening World.
Because there are all these people, the baby boom generation is having hearing problems. There's this huge market force that is making companies think about making hearing devices.
Connected.
Today, at lunch, I'm wearing a wireless black earbud in each ear. My coworker says they look like Beatles. They're definitely more like modern headphones than an almost invisible hearing aid.
Restaurant. Focus on.
But as well as streaming my music, these $500 buds from Australian company New Hearer have a mode to help me focus on conversations. You can adjust them with an app on your phone.
I got turkey pesto.
David Cannington's the co-founder of New Hearer. He says these aren't hearing aids. They're not designed for full-time use, but as a kind of added boost when needed.
You can go into our app and start adjusting how you hear in certain situations. So, for instance, if you're in a noisy restaurant, you can drop back the background noise and elevate speech.
And when you walk out of the restaurant, you can turn your music back on. Michael Nape at audio specialists Harman International sees applications of these types of tech expanding.
We think there's something really interesting about providing, you know, essentially bionic hearing. So even folks who have, you know, decent hearing today can benefit from some of these technologies.
There's a dog barking in that building all the way over there. See that building?
Yeah.
There's a dog barking in the window of it.
A dog bark?
Kidding.
Okay, I'm not quite the bionic man wearing these buds, but I do hear quieter sounds better. Just as headphones are morphing into quasi-hearing aids, a new law is about to make it easier to buy conventional hearing aids more cheaply over the counter, kind of like you can with reading glasses. But one day, people who need hearing aids may just choose to wear advanced headphones instead, which are now so widely worn by everyone that the stigma of hearing enhancement may just go away. Author David Owen.
These capabilities do blend together, and one researcher said to me that he expects that someday hearing improvement will be a feature on a device rather than a device.
So yet another thing you'll be able to manage with your phone. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.